Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. An efficient, convenient, and safe transportation system is integral to the health of our economy and the quality of our life. The United States has long enjoyed one of the best and most efficient transportation systems in the world, but it is now facing significant challenges, increasing congestion, deterioration, and rising costs. Innovative solutions are required now in order to meet the anticipated demand and build a transportation system for the 21st century. With us today to discuss his efforts in this area is our very special guest, Peter Appel, Administrator of the Research and Innovative Technology Administration within the U.S. Department of Transportation. Peter, welcome.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I appreciate the opportunity.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Kunal Suryavanshi. Kunal, welcome. Peter, would you outline for us the mission of the Research and Innovative Technology Administration within the U.S. Department of Transportation? When was it created and what's its mission today?
Well, we just celebrated our five-year anniversary. It was created in 2005. It was the brainchild of former Secretary Norm Mineta. And the bill that created it was called the Norman Y. Mineta Research and Special Programs Improvement Act, which, among other things, created this agency whose mission it was to promote transportation research, solid analysis, and education across the different operating agencies of the department. And so in the five-year period in which we've existed, we have done a good bit of work in advanced transportation technology and research, in statistical analysis and education and training, particularly developing the transportation workforce of the future.
Peter, how is RITA organized? What's the size of your budget, the number of employees, and your geographical footprint?
Well, first talk about the employees. We have about 725 employees at RITA. Most of them are actually up in Cambridge, Massachusetts at our Volpe National Transportation Systems Center, which is a major transportation research and system development operation. We also have employees at Oklahoma City, which is the location of our Transportation Safety Institute, which is a training facility. And the remainder of our employees are here at headquarters in Washington, about just over 100 here in headquarters. So the organizational structure includes six program offices: the Volpe National Transportation System Center in Cambridge, the Transportation Safety Institute that I mentioned in Oak City, and four offices based here in headquarters, which include the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the Intelligent Transportation Systems Joint Program Office, the Research, Development, and Technology Coordination Office, and the Positioning, Navigation, and Timing Program, which deals with civil GPS policy. The budget is broken down into a number of components. The direct federal funding from Congress for the operation of RITA covers a few of those program offices and is about $40 million, supporting primarily the Bureau of Transportation Statistics and research and development programs. But we also have significant operating budget for the other facilities. The Volpe Center is a completely fee-for-service agency with no direct appropriations, but its annual operating budget through its clients across the DOT is in the range of $250 million, and the operating budget of the Transportation Safety Institute is about $20 million. Finally, the Intelligent Transportation Systems Joint Program Office oversees the ITS program, which is primarily a funded research program covering grants to academic organizations and others in the range of about $100 million a year. And then the budget for grants to universities is the last piece I want to cover. We have what's called the University of Transportation Center program, which has a budget of around $85 million a year. So various different pieces, but the direct RITA operating budget is just about the $40 million piece of it.
Peter, most of the agencies within the Department of Transportation are modal agencies. That is, they cover a mode of transportation, aviation, highway, railroad. But your administration is different. Could you tell us why that is the case? But more importantly, what are your responsibilities and duties as RITA administrator? And how does RITA support the overall mission of the Department of Transportation?
Well, as you said, unlike most of the other operating entities within DOT, we cover all of the modes of transportation. And so we are essentially a cross-cutting modal administration. And our purpose is to coordinate research to create synergies or facilitates the development of synergies across research programs across the department. Essentially, the philosophy is that we should strive that the whole of our research efforts are greater than the sum of its parts. Instead of having a self-contained stovepipe research program at the Federal Highway Administration and a separate one at FAA and a separate one at the Federal Transit Administration, we realized that a lot of basic transportation research has a lot in common across the modes of transportation, and it is one of the primary missions of RITA to bring these different organizations together and create the kind of collaboration and synergies that will really achieve that original objective. A good example of how we work across the modes is on a topic that you've probably heard a lot about, which is distracted driving. Secretary LaHood came to me in the middle of last year and asked me to put together our Distracted Driving Summit, which we held in September of last year. And he wanted us to bring together the best thinking across transportation to deal with this issue, because it is not just an issue of one mode of transportation. It's not just about people driving cars. It is also about people driving transit vehicles, people operating aircraft, people operating trains. In fact, the worst distracted driving accident that we've ever experienced was on a train out in California. And the kinds of issues that lead to these accidents have very much in common, no matter what kind of vehicle the driver is operating. So instead of going to one of those individual modal agencies to deal with this issue, he came to RITA, and we worked very closely with each of those organizations across DOT to get the best thinking from the FAA about over 50 years of research into distractions in the cockpit, the best thinking of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration on their experience with driver distraction, the best thinking of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration on the research they've done on how distractions affect truck drivers. And we pulled all of this together along with thinkers and researchers and public policy advocates and members of Congress who brought many different perspectives on this issue together in one room at that summit. But it is inherently the collaborative nature of RITA and the collaborative spirit of this Secretary of Transportation, Secretary LaHood, that really made that kind of broad dialogue possible.
Regarding your responsibilities and duties, what do you see is the top challenge you face in your position, and how do you address it?
Well, as I've said, we are about collaboration, and very much related to collaboration is communication. In order to make sure that we get the most bang for the buck in terms of our investment in research, we need to be talking to the people that are doing the research, talking to the people that are contracting for the research, talking to the people that envision future research needs. And that doesn't always naturally happen the way you want it to. So we need to have very proactive outreach across not just the operating agencies within the DOT, but the entire transportation community. There's wonderful research brought together in the academic world, at state transportation agencies, at USDOT and other federal agencies, and we want to make sure that we bring to bear the best thinking across all of these different stakeholders to achieve what we want to achieve. So to that end, good collaboration, good communication, huge challenge, and we think we're making tremendous headway in building that much more collaborative spirit.
So I'd like to transition from the organization to you. Would you tell us a little bit about your career path? What brought you to where you are today?
Sure. Well, I've been a transportation guy for a long time. My path to where I am today is really based on a very, very long-standing interest in both transportation and in public policy. I got hooked on transportation when I was an undergrad. I was spending my junior year at the London School of Economics and took a course that went the entire academic year called The Economics and Geography of Transport. And it was taught by two wonderful professors, an economist and a geographer. And it really kind of opened my eyes to the particular applications of economics to transportation and the positive impact of good solid thinking in that kind of economic assessment and analysis to make for good transportation decisions. So coming back from London, I decided this is what I wanted to do in graduate school. I did my graduate work at the MIT transportation program with a focus on airline operations and airline economics. And then my first job in the field of transportation was on the rail side. I came down to Washington. I worked for Amtrak, where I ultimately was head of pricing and yield management, and really applied a lot of what I learned in graduate school about airline economics to railroad economics. And that was kind of the first indicator in my career of how much the different parts of transportation are similar to each other in the challenges they face. My next career move, after 4 years at Amtrak, I joined the first Clinton administration at the DOT and became the special assistant to the FAA administrator and dealt with aviation policy, and did that for 4 years. And at that point, when I left the FAA, I went into management consulting. I spent 12 years in management consulting at a large general management consulting firm, A.T. Kearney, and served in their transportation practice. And that's where I really continued this cross-modal theme to my career. In my first year in consulting, I worked with clients in the railroad industry, in the trucking industry, in the airline industry, in the ocean shipping industry. And for the 12 years I was at A.T. Kearney, I continued to work across every mode of transportation and just really enjoyed the diversity, even within what some people might consider the narrow field of transportation. I consider transportation to be an extremely broad field with an extremely broad set of challenges. So really, after Secretary LaHood came on board at DOT, he became aware of me. I had good conversations with him and his team, and I was offered the position to head the Research and Innovative Technology Administration.
What are some of the critical transportation challenges facing the United States? We will ask Peter Appel, Administrator of the Research and Innovative Technology Administration within the U.S. Department of Transportation, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.